This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is participating in the Manama dialogue in Bahrain. Dr. Jaishankar reached Manama last night on the second leg of his tour after concluding his visit to Qatar. He was received by Bahrain's Foreign Minister, Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani. The Manama dialogue, organized by the International Institute for Strategic Studies, IISS, stands as a premier forum for discussions on complex security issues in West Asia. It brings together high-level policymakers and experts from across the globe to address critical regional challenges. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on a three-day visit to Russia beginning today. During the visit, Mr. Singh and his Russian counterpart, Andrei Belousov, will co-chair the 21st meeting of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow. As part of the visit, the defence minister will also commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth-guided missile frigate, INS Tushil, at Yantra Shipyard in Kaliningrad tomorrow. Syrian rebel forces have taken control of the capital Damascus today after a week-long lightning offensive encountering no resistance from government troops. It comes amid media reports that President Bashar al-Assad has fled the country to an undisclosed location, marking the end of 24-year rule. The historic shift comes after a swift offensive that saw rebels capture four major cities in less than 2 weeks. Media reports also quoted Syrian Prime Minister Muhammad Ghazi al-Jalali saying that he is ready to hand over the government to the opposition forces in a peaceful transition. The rebel faction termed the fall of Assad's regime as the end of the dark period and the start of a new era for Syria. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today lauded the role of Border Security Force, BSF, in securing borders, preventing infiltration and counterfeit currency, and dealing with left-wing extremism. Mr. Shah was speaking at the 60th Foundation Day celebrations of BSF at Jodhpur in Rajasthan. Mr. Shah praised BSF for its six decades of service as country's first line of defense. He highlighted the force's courage, valor, and sacrifices. He acknowledged the BSF's critical role in securing both eastern and western borders since 1965. The Home Minister noted that border security policy of the country had been unclear for years, but under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, significant changes have been made. The much-anticipated winter Chardham Yatra commenced in Uttarakhand today, offering devotees an opportunity to visit the winter abodes of the four sacred dhams. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami officially inaugurated the Yatra at Omkareshwar Temple in Ukhimat, Rudraprayag district, where the idol of Lord Kedarnath resides during the winter season. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the remarkable growth in northeast states through improved connectivity, digital inclusion, and investment in infrastructure. Mr. Modi today shared an article, "Northeastern is becoming a key enabler of Viksit Bharat vision," written by Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya on social media platform X. The Prime Minister also lauded the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav celebrating the northeast's vibrant textile sector, tourism opportunities, and traditional craftsmanship. In cricket, Australia defeated India by 10 wickets in the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Adelaide Oval. With this win, the hosts have levelled the five-match series 1-1. Chasing only 19 runs on day three of the pink ball test, Australia overhauled the mere target for no loss in just 3.2 overs after dismissing India for 175 in their second innings. Earlier in the day, India resumed their play at the overnight score of 128 for 5, losing the remaining 5 wickets for just 47 runs in 12.5 overs. In Men's Asia Cup Under-19 cricket final, chasing the target of 199 runs, India was 69 for 3 in 18 overs against Bangladesh in Dubai when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.